Orpheus, the son of Apollo and the muse Calliope, was known as the greatest of all poets and musicians. Having inherited from his father an extraordinary genius for music, he was also a teacher of the religious doctrines known as the Orphic Mysteries. Orpheus married a lovely nymph named Eurydice, the daughter of the sea god Nereus. Their married life was full of joy and happiness, but short-lived. One day, when Eurydice tried to elude the pursuit of Aristaeus, the half-brother of Orpheus, who also loved the beautiful nymph, she stumbled and was bitten in the foot by a poisonous snake hidden in the grass. By the time Orpheus reached her side, she was dead. Following Eurydice's funeral, Orpheus was overcome with the grief the human world could not contain. His longing to rescue her was so strong that he determined to journey to the lower world to entreat Hades to restore his beloved wife. Armed with only his golden lyre, the gift of Apollo, he descended into the gloomy depths of Hades. When Orpheus reached the gates of the underworld, he began to strum his lyre. The music was so heavenly that Cerberus, the three-headed dog who guards the dead, lay down as Orpheus passed. Charon, the ferry captain who charged dead souls to cross the river Styx, was so moved by the melody that he brought Orpheus across free of charge. When Orpheus arrived at the palace of Hades and Persephone, the king and queen of the underworld, he began to sing to the sound of his lyre. He sang of his love for Eurydice, saying that she had been taken away too soon. In the moment after Orpheus finished, all the hell stood still. Sisyphus no longer rolled his rock up the hill. Tantalus forgot his perpetual thirst. Even the Furies, the demonic goddesses of vengeance, shed tears. Hades and Persephone granted Orpheus's plea, but on condition that he should not turn around to see if Eurydice was following behind him until they reached the upper world. Orpheus gladly sang his gratitude, and the reunited couple began their journey back home. Followed by Eurydice, Orpheus climbed the steep and gloomy path which led to the realms of life and light. All went well until Orpheus was just about to pass the extreme limits of Hades. Forgetting for the moment the hard condition, he turned back to convince himself that his beloved wife was really behind him. The fatal glance destroyed all his hopes of happiness. For, as he yearningly stretched out his arm to embrace her, Eurydice was caught back and vanished from his sight forever. Orpheus endeavored to return to the underworld, but was refused entry this time. For 7 days, Orpheus stayed near the entrance to the underworld without food and drink. Overwhelmed with grief at his second loss, Orpheus swore never to love another woman again. Although he went on to sing songs that would melt the hearts of nearby beasts and mighty trees, he was cold towards the local maidens, who were so charmed by him. One day, at his refusing to join them, a group of wild women, in their mad jealousy and fury, attacked Orpheus and tore him to pieces. In pity for his unhappy fate, the Muses collected his remains, which they buried at the foot of Mount Olympus. The nightingale mourned Orpheus, as did the rivers, who made music as they babbled. While the world wept for the loss of two great souls, Orpheus found peace and his other half in the underworld. There, to this day, He walks with Eurydice along the banks of the river Styx. Sometimes they stroll side by side. Sometimes she is in front. And sometimes he takes the lead, turning to look back at her as often as he likes.